This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Suicide bombings ripped through two mosques in Pakistan on Friday, killing at least 57 people and injuring dozens more as believers marked the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad, police and health officials said. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports.
It happened as worshippers marked the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad. The first blast hit in the southwestern Balochistan province, where a district health official said more than 50 were killed. Dozens more were injured, many of them seriously. The second attack was in a neighboring province. Rescue officials say at least 5 were killed. The blast reportedly trapped dozens under the rubble. Witnesses at the site of the first blast said they could see multiple bodies, including children, as the injured cried out for help. The gathering was at a mosque belonging to a sect generally considered more moderate than other hardline Islamic sects. No group immediately claimed responsibility for either of the blasts.
Veteran U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein, a titan of American political history who notched a string of legislative achievements during a trailblazing 3-decade career in the Senate, has died at 90 years old, according to media reports Friday. Feinstein, the Senate's oldest member, was celebrated as a pioneer for women in politics and a hugely effective legislator. She had already announced her retirement this February as her health worsened and following a number of missteps that threatened her legacy. France's highest administrative authority held a landmark hearing over accusations of systemic discrimination in identity checks by French police. The case had reached the Council of State on Friday. A decision is expected in the coming weeks. The NGOs allege the French police target black people and people of Arab descent in choosing who to stop and check. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. General Mark Milley is taking some swipes at his former commander-in-chief. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
At his retirement ceremony, the outgoing Joint Chiefs chairman said the U.S. military is unique. It does not take an oath to a king or a queen or a tyrant or a dictator.
We don't take an oath to a wannabe dictator.
And then there was Milley administering the oath to successor C.Q. Brown, emphasizing a few words.
I will support and defend
the Constitution of the United States of America.
The Constitution of the United States of America.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies,
foreign and domestic.
Without saying his name, they were not so subtle jabs at Donald Trump, who named Milley chairman 4 years ago and last week condemned him as a treasonous train wreck whose actions in times gone by would have been punishable by death. Some saw that as a threat, prompting Milley to ensure his family has enough protection. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Friday that he raised the killing of a Sikh separatist advocate in Canada with his Indian counterpart at a meeting on Thursday.
We have been in close contact with Canada about that, and at the same time, we have engaged with the Indian government and urged them to work with Canada on an investigation. And I had the opportunity to do so again in my meeting yesterday with Foreign Minister Ravi Shankar.
Ties between India and Canada have become seriously strained after Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told Parliament earlier this month Canada suspected Indian government agents were linked to the murder of Sikh separatist Hardeep Singh Nijjar. 6 female migrants trapped inside a refrigerated food truck have been rescued by French police after one was able to make contact with a reporter. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
The BBC and French authorities say the women, 4 Vietnamese and 2 Iraqis, hid for hours in a truck loaded with boxes of bananas in northern France, believing the vehicle was on its way to the UK or Ireland. When they realised the truck was going in the wrong direction, they started to panic in the cold and cramped dark space. One of them managed to reach a reporter with the BBC's Vietnamese service in London, who helped the women alert French police. The journalist says she didn't know the migrants, but suggested she was contacted because of her reporting on Vietnamese migrants who suffocated in a truck 4 years ago. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A grand jury in Las Vegas has indicted one of the last living witnesses to the 1996 killing of Tupac Shakur and the rapper's death. Dwayne Keffie D. Davis has been charged Friday with murder with use of a deadly weapon. Davis is the uncle of the suspected shooter and had long been linked to the case. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.